All right, I'm John.
And I'm Tina.
And it's Voice Coaches Radio.
It is.
It is. And it is, today's Friday.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know why, for me, you know, Friday is my day off, sort of. But yeah. I'm doing this, so I still feels like a day off. But
This isn't work.
No, definitely not. Definitely not. So today we're going to do hard truths voice actors. Hard truths new voice actors need to know.
Okay.
Yeah. And I don't think this is going to be a super long episode, but what do you think? What do you have? Like something that a new voice actor should know right away that maybe they didn't think of that maybe discouraging, or maybe they would be like, what in the world? What do you think?
I think the biggest that I get from a lot of students who go through the program and, have been doing it for a little bit and sending out, it is they are sending out their demo and just not getting work just yet. It will come.
Yeah.
It will definitely come. That's, I think, the biggest thing. But you got to keep at it.
Yes.
You keep at it. That is, it does get discouraging. I get it. I completely understand that. You know, because you feel like you're just, I've sat down today and I auditioned for, 10 different voice acting. And it's a week later, I haven't heard anything from anybody, So you just got to keep going.
Yeah.
There will be somebody where your voice is exactly what they're looking for.
So recognizing that it could take a while. I get it. We're a society of now. We all want it now.
Yes. Yep.
And so I think people do get discouraged and like, I've had people say, I've been sending demos out and I've been following up and I have not gotten anything. And I say, well, how long? 3 months. I get it.
Yeah.
3 months feels like a long time. I understand. But listen, I know someone who took him 9.5 months to get his first voiceover job.
Yeah.
And he makes a ton of money right now. But imagine if he was like everybody else and he quit.
Yeah.
After three months or so, right? So yeah, just recognize that, like you said, it could take a while, but just keep plugging away. You'll get the work.
You will get the work. You'll get it. Yeah.
The thing I would say is also I would also recognize that you're not right for everything, even if you think you are.
Yeah.
I get it. I've been that person where I go, I am perfect for this.
Yeah.
I am perfect for this. And then you don't get hired and you're like, what in the world? I get it. Don't get discouraged. You will, like we said, you'll get the work, but for some other producer, you may have been perfect for that.
Yeah.
You can't predict what different producers, different clients want. So just don't, I get it. Don't get discouraged.
Oh, absolutely not. Because there will be a job that will surprise you. I had that with Microsoft. I was just like, you want my voice? You're Microsoft. You want my voice? Are you sure? I even went into, because the client was there at when I was doing my read. And it was afterwards, I really want to thank you for choosing my voice. You sure? She's like, yeah, well, you already recorded, so yeah.
Yeah.
So you just never know. You might go for one, direction or thing, but then another opportunity opens up that you would have never thought of.
Speaking of direction, there you go. That's a good one. Yeah. I'm glad you said that because it brings me to this too. I have people who they have a preconceived notion of the type of work they think they're going to do. Hey, you know what? I want in my voiceover career, I want to do documentaries. That's the direction I'm heading. And all of a sudden, and by the way, this is a great problem to have, but I want you to look at it that way, not as discouraging.
Yeah.
All of a sudden they start getting a ton of corporate training.
Yeah.
Like just a ton of it. And my advice in that case is to embrace that, right? Because I get it. It's not the niche you thought you were going to get, right? Yeah. You thought you're going to do a bunch of documentaries, but all of a sudden, all these clients think your voice is absolutely perfect for their corporate training. And if you get steady work doing that, again, this is voice of work. It's fantastic. Mm-hmm. So my advice there would be embrace it.
Yes.
Don't fight it. And I think this with everyone, and this happened to me in my career. even if you have a preconceived notion or even an idea of the type of work that you think this is where my career is going, go with the flow.
Yeah.
You know, because it will all of a sudden you'll start getting work and it'll take you to, it happened to me. When I started off as a voice actor, I was not a character voice actor. It's not something I was like, oh, I'm going to do animation or video games or, and all of a sudden I had a bunch of clients, and these are clients that would use me all the time for just voiceover work, my voice, which is typical. That's usually you're getting hired for your voice. And all of a sudden I had a bunch of clients at once seemed to want me to do character voices. And so I went out, listen, in the middle of my career, I went out and got some more coaching, voiceover coaching, and to learn how to use my voice properly. Cause I would do character voices like everyone does, which is just changing the pitch of your voice, not changing your speech pattern, not changing the way you pause, which is what you really want to do in character voices. And so, so it just came to me, and it wasn't a direction I thought I was heading at all. And so I just embraced it. And so, okay, I'm going to do some of this. And so I did a bunch of it, and I do the other stuff too, but just learn to not fight it.
Yes.
You know, the voiceover, listen, be thankful. Whatever voiceover work you get is the voiceover work you get. And that's awesome.
Yeah. It is. That's funny because I really thought I would be doing more commercial work only because of my background, doing more corporate trainings than anything.
There you go.
See, and that was getting in there. I'm like, and I'm thinking, I'd do commercial work. I'll be the next ad for, next voice for a grocery store. No. You're doing corporate training.
That's how things happen like that. The other thing I think that people don't know, newer voice actors, now if you've been through our program, you probably do know this, and that's good. But I think also a hard truth would be, even if you become what we call a full service provider, okay, then that's someone who can record from home at a national quality or broadcast quality. When you first start off as a voice actor on a local and regional level, which is where you will start, you're not going to do all the work from home. I'll be very clear. You want to develop clients. You want to develop a clientele. And when you first start out, no one knows who you are. They don't know if you're capable of doing that.
Yeah.
They have no idea if you can record at broadcast quality, and they don't know. Plus, if you record from home, they won't be there to direct you.
Yeah.
And so in the beginning, you will go to recording studios. Mm-hmm. Just know that. And that is, I guess that's a hard truth for some people, because they think, I don't know if they've Googled it. I don't have no idea what they did, but they think, hey, I'm going to start off in voiceovers and I'm just going to sit home and do voiceover work. I'm just going to sit home and do this. It's not really how it works, especially starting out. Now, once you develop a clientele, people who trust you.
Yes.
Some of them, not all of them, by the way, but some of them will allow you to do voiceover work from home if you are capable of that.
Yes.
Okay? Yeah. And again, whenever I bring up home recording, or bring a full service provider, I always want to make this, because there's people right now listening getting nervous going, oh God, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
I don't want to be. This is personal preference. You can absolutely be a voice actor and go to recording studios your entire voiceover career and make good money doing it. But I also do want to be clear, and does being a full service provider may make more work available to you? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because you're tapping into a side of the industry that you wouldn't normally. Mm-hmm. If you weren't capable of recording from home. So, again, personal preference, but I encourage it if you'd like to do that, of course. But no, even if you do become a full service provider, you are going to go to recording studios. Just know that.
Yeah, I actually like going to a recording studio, because all you really, at least from my experience, is you walk in, they hand you the script, they give you some time. That's one thing that people do. Oh my goodness, I got to go. They'll hand me the script and I got to go record it right then and there. They let you read it. They let you go over it. They let you ask questions. So that's probably a whole nother, thing that we would talk about. But that's good, one though. Thing that's that good, people, No. So I like the fact of just walking into the booth, throwing the headphones on, and I got the script right there. I don't have to worry about press and play. I don't have to worry about my volume. There's somebody else doing that for me.
Exactly. Because keep in mind, when you become a full service provider, that's a whole nother side of the job.
It really is. because you're now kind of the engineer now, you know? So, and you've got to be able to make sure all levels are correct and everything else that, along with your reading at the same time. So yes, it has its plus and minuses of, you know, doing it from home and going to a studio. Oh, I got to, I got to dress up.
And it's convenient.
I got to put pants on today. Yes, you do. Please do not show up at the studio without pants on.
Or a shirt for that
or
matter.
Or a shirt, yes.
Yeah. So, so there you go. I mean, that's, I think those are some good ones. It's, I think there's a lot of misconceptions about the industry. And so, I mean, hard truth. This seems like a harsh term, but but you know,
you can't handle the truth.
You can't handle the truth. Yeah. You know, just know that like everything else in life, and I guess this would be general, like everything else in life, when you get into voiceovers, things might go a little differently than you expect. And my advice is to enjoy it and just go with the flow.
And keep at it.
Keep at it.
Do not, 2 months, I'm done. I haven't gotten anything. Yeah,
it drives me crazy when people do that. And so many people do it.
Yeah.
So many people. It's like, here's how I would keep yourself in this, okay? There's the you that's right now, right? And so there's the you that is sending demos out, following up, being consistent, right? And then you get discouraged, okay? And you're thinking, why am I doing this? It just doesn't seem to be leading to anything, okay? Yeah. Now, picture the you in 2 years. If you continue doing that, you're going to be a working voice actor.
Yes, you are.
Right? But picture the you if you stop. You're where you were, right? You're not doing anything, right?
Yeah.
Just remember, I get it. Everything's temporary. If things seem like taking longer than you expected, still, it's temporary. Picture the you in a year or two from now and how happy you're going to be when you are a working voice actor making steady money doing this.
Yep. Because you kept at it.
Right. That just think of that when you get discouraged. That's what I always say, because people get discouraged and they just quit. And by the way, you're not going to... That's when you fail. You fail when you quit.
Yeah.
And so just continue plugging away.
You know? Absolutely.
That's what I would tell people. I may have told this story before. I may not have. I have a friend who started in voiceovers the same time as me. He had a much better voice, in my opinion, and probably most people's opinion. And he quit and just started selling insurance. He, to this day, sells insurance.
Goodness.
And he absolutely hates it. And he said to me not too long ago, man, I wish I kept at it like you did. I really wish I continued doing it like you. And he's looking back 30 years now and wishing he was doing what I could, because he sells insurance. He hates it. I make more money than he does doing something I absolutely love. And so just think of that. Don't let yourself down. That's what you're doing. You're letting yourself down. Live the life you want to live. Do the job. Get into the business you want to get into.
Right? Yes, absolutely.
Don't look back and be mad at yourself.
Did you tell him to take your webinar?
he's like two into his career now. He's like really, he's got kids and he's, you know,
and all that.
And
other
stuff. It's never too late. He could absolutely get into this.
It is never too late.
And that's the thing. Yep. He could, but some people don't have the personality for it.
No, I know.
They don't.
Yeah.
You know, I think if you're someone he's quit once already, and you know, he did say, by the way, he did probe a little bit. He said, you know, how's the competition? I said, what do you care? You're not in it. I said, I'm not doing that with you, because I don't believe in that. I don't, you know, people ask me, what's the competition like? You're your biggest competition.
Yeah.
I don't believe in that. I don't look at other voice actors. I don't look at what they're doing. I don't care about that, because if you start concerning yourself with others and what they're doing and how much work they're doing, that's a disservice to yourself. All I think about is, what am I doing to get more work? What am I doing to develop clients? So, you know, as soon as you come at me with, what's the competition like? You're already kind of, for me, in the wrong mindset.
Yeah.
You know, and so he already quit and he's already the wrong mindset. So I'm like, eh.
The biggest is just concentrate on yourself and just do this. Do it as, you know, keep at it, but do it at your pace if you need to, which is fine.
Absolutely.
There's no timeline. There's no, you have to follow this, and this, you know. We're giving you pointers on how to get there and how to be successful with it. But you can do it at your own pace, and that's
absolutely
the thing.
And the first thing that people do, the first thing is take that first step, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then it's to continue on. I think that's the thing that people also, people will take that first step and then they get nervous. Mm-hmm. And then they don't continue. Take the first step, but then just keep moving forward. Yes. And it'll work out.
It will. It will definitely
work out. So, there we go. Those are the hard truths. Although I don't know how hard,
We could handle it. They can handle it.
The hard truths of voiceovers. All right. Well, again, thank you very much for listening and watching. I forget as we're talking that people are watching. I don't look at the camera. I just look at you. So I don't know.
You're doing good.
Yeah. So I'm not a camera person. I don't put myself on camera. I mean,
why we do voiceover. Yeah. That's exactly
social
why
media
I do
sometimes. My wife teases me about that, by the way. I said to her, we're making the podcast visual now. And I said, I don't want to do that. She goes, you do videos all the time in your social media. I'm like, fine.
It's different. No, it's different. It's definitely different. Yeah. I get it.
Well, thank you very much, everyone. Again, John G of voicecoaches.com. Again, questions, comments, also ideas for episodes. We love that.
Yes.
But John G of voicecoaches.com.
Or Tina at voicecoaches.com.
Thank you so much, everybody. We out.